right where you're standing, I'd like you to pick your Bible. I'd like you to turn to the Word of God. Just a little more boldly, okay? Isaiah chapter 12. Let's look at the same scripture that our brother used in the church. I believe that God is saying something from that scripture. Hallelujah. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. Breathe upon your truth and make it life. Cause our weary soul to be fed and the hunger that it carries to be quenched. Minister unto us your very self that we might be satisfied. In Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated in a moment as we trust God to gain some ascendancy in the Spirit. And I believe tonight that God will help us. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let me see if... let's make some attempts to look at that scripture. And then we'll pray tonight. And as we pray, God will come down. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to make a little reference to the things we discussed yesterday. Hallelujah. Now, I want to hear myself, you know. Are you hearing me as I'm talking now? Hallelujah. Okay. Now, yesterday, if we make some reference to the things we studied yesterday, you come to realize that when we talk spirit, when we talk water, when we talk river, we are talking Holy Ghost. We are talking the spirit that is proceeding, the spirit that is gushing forth. That's what the Bible makes reference to every time it speaks about a water that is in motion. Right? Number two, it is necessary for us to understand that every time the Bible speaks about joy, it is always associated with the presence of God. Every time, without no exception in all of Scripture, every time the Bible speaks about joy, it is in accompaniment with the presence of God. And so you cannot experience joy. You cannot live in joy except you are in the atmosphere of God's presence. And so when the Bible says that with joy we'll draw water out of the wells of salvation, it reveals to us that there is a kinetic movement, motion of the Spirit of God that is in our city. The Bible reveals that there is a river, that the streams thereof make glad the city of God. It means that when there is a motion of that river, the entire city becomes glad. And so every time the Spirit of God begins to move, becomes kinetic on your inside. Every time it gains momentum on your inside and there is a procession, the impartation that you receive is the impartation of joy. And the Bible makes us to understand that it's that joy that we receive on the account of the proceeding Spirit of God inside of us that is the equipment, the endowment that we need to draw out of the wells of salvation. And that's why in the book of Isaiah chapter 12 verse 2, first of all, revelation and insight is given to us about Jehovah. And specifically, Jehovah with respect to our salvation is emphasized. God is our salvation. Are you still with that scripture? Give me volume. God is our what? Amen. He says that God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. You must understand that the song that we are talking about here, Jehovah is that song. It means that when we pipe into heaven, you come to discover that God is actually oscillating at a certain rhythm. Every time you break into the realm of the spirit, you will notice that there is motion on a particular rhythm. Hallelujah. And so the psalmist says that in his own deep interaction, in his own deep fellowship with God, he has come to discover that there is always a rhythm on the inside of his spirit. And he knows that that rhythm is not just a rhythm that comes as a result of something, but it's God that in him that sustains that rhythm. And so he says that God is my song. You must understand something very critical before we begin to pray. You must understand that it was a worship leader in heaven that fell. And that worship leader in heaven, his name is called Lucifer. Of all the three archangels that the Bible reveals, mic, okay? Don't worry, just my hand mic. Now, there's something that God must do today, and I'm under pressure from the Holy Ghost. No. Give me hand mic. Where's the hand mic? It's not good. No. Best sound possible, the best sound. And you know we can do that now because there is a place we get to where the wrong sound is a sin. It's a sin. And that's why it's good to prepare God a praise that you came to meditate upon. Don't give him an offering that you have not meditated upon. Hallelujah. You don't stammer before the king. As you gain ascendancy, check it. That's why God gave the children of Israel 3 days to prepare for a visitation. Because if you are out of alignment, out of synchrony, his judgment might pick you. I pray that the fear of God will rest upon our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You must understand that, okay, the Bible reveals 3 archangels. We don't know if there are more, but those are revealed to us in scripture. And 2 of the archangels that were revealed were sealed in God. And that's why the name of God was attached to them. Michael, El is the name of God. Gabriel is the name of God. But there was no name of God attached to Lucifer. So that is indicative of the fact that God knew that his destiny was not sealed in him, even from the beginning, and that is revealed in his name. This angel, the Bible revealed to us, had music factored upon his external. And when he comes into the courts of God, he has an anointing upon him with which he can discern the mood of God. And he produces worship to God that is in tandem with the move of God that he designs. But it happens to be that the kind of dimension that David speaks about, or Isaiah speaks about in the book of Isaiah chapter 12, is a different dimension. It's not a dimension where the music comes from outside. But it's a dimension where what? The music is hidden on the inside. And it's the very movements of God that is the object of that frequency.
And so he says that God is my song. Now, if you understand what I'm talking about, and you wake up early in the morning, maybe you have not yet prayed, but there's a rhythm already awake on your inside. That's what he's speaking about. He said, when that rhythm is alive, then with the joy that that rhythm of God creates, you can draw out of the deposits that is available in salvation. Life of the Spirit is such a life that we must be acquainted with. That's what we are called to. That's the place we are called to function in. And we must understand the realities that abound in the atmosphere of this truth. God is my song. Notice you can come to the tent and you really want to pray, but you are praying and you are dry. That's a possibility. You shout and you are dry. The reason is because you have not yet picked the rhythm that of the Spirit. You are outside of that rhythm. And when you are outside of that rhythm, there's no joy in your vessel, because your vessel is not on the frequency of the kinetic motion of the Spirit on the inside. And if there's no joy, there's no empowerment, there's no capacity for you to draw. It is that joy that endows you with the capacity to draw from God. And it's the presence of God that is responsible for the impartation of that joy. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God. And this scripture is beyond your emotion. You can even have a very terrible situation around you, but if the presence of God breaks out, if it breaks out, all that depression is lifted. You look for it, you don't find it. I remember when my dad died, I was on some days of fast during that fast when he died. But I ascended to a place in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God began to move, and strong joy was imparted to me. My city came alive. Hallelujah. During the burial ceremony, I was looking for tears. I found it diligently. I didn't find any tear to cry. And many people that came to me to encourage me, I pulled out scriptures from my spirit. And they went home revived. And they said, what man of man? It's not a man that did that. It's a river. And if it doesn't matter the kind of sorrow that hits you, if you find a place, if you find a crack for that river to flow, it can impart joy. And that joy can strangulate everything that wears you down. That joy can quicken everything that is dead and make it alive again. With joy, you said that you shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. My only trouble with that scripture is that the wells is in plural. That's my trouble. If the wells were singular, I wouldn't have had any problem. But the problem is that the wells are plural. The wells is plural. Wells of salvation. That means joy empowers you to tap into wells. 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 There are several wells of revelation that you can never tap into until that joy breaks out in your city. Until that river becomes kinetic and imparts its strength in your city. And your city is overwhelmed by joy. That's when you get the capacity sufficient to. And if you have ever seen anybody with a strong prophetic anointing, he cannot do without the right atmosphere. Is crazy. He wants to monitor and doctor the atmosphere so that nothing will puncture it. And he knows that in that atmosphere, something begins to spring on the inside of him, and he can tap into the wells of revelation. There is a place in God where you can't hide anything. You can't hide any secret, because it pops out of the wells. And if you are energized sufficiently by the power of joy that the Spirit of God imparts, then you can find everything that is concealed. You can unlock everything that's locked. You can break everything that holds bound. It's a with joy. It's not mechanical joy. It's not something you muster in the flesh and try to agitate by natural momentum. It's something that clothes you with. It comes upon you. It falls upon you. When the streams become kinetic and begin a motion, a rhythm that you can perceive, suddenly you are empowered and you can make demands on the content of the wells of salvation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We wanted to preach in a meeting. We went for a meeting. We traveled so long. We were tired. And when we got to the place, they say, we prepared food. We have been laboring all day to get this food. This food. And when we told them we didn't need food because we wanted to be light and sharp in the spirit, we said, what about our labor from the morning time? Pounded yam we made for you. Pounding all the way. And when we had the pounded yam, instead of going to the closet to pray, my God, we slept until night. Till night. And there was no NEPA light. We had to move around in the darkness to find our soup. And they kept singing praise and worship, waiting for the man of God that traveled all the way. But the best of what he was acquainted with at that point was pounded ear. And when I came and saw the crowd, I checked their hunger. I knew I was far away from God. But I knew there was something that had the ability to empower me to draw from wells. And I told the man on the keyboard, play and play anything. Shakena Mantaya. If you know what I speak about, you will not glory in the strength of your flesh. I know a fountain of power, a tank of power. And you can reach out and draw. The Bible says, with joy you will draw water out of the wells of God. Shamelaya. 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 Maladebaskeya. Shamelaya namaka de mabadai. I was given a rare opportunity by God, and that opportunity was a privilege to preach in Catholic Church. Catholic. They had to take me through a preparatory class so that I would not defile the altar. They had to teach me how to speak, how to be poetic, how to be rhythmatic, how to read only a few scriptures in Soroni, so that the atmosphere, the religious atmosphere, will not be tampered with. And my time was as steep as the neck of a crocodile. 30 minutes here is 30 minutes. And when they looked at me, hey, oh, Nana Benaskalena, Mama Layena. And I began my teaching. They said, teach about demons. We are seeing demonic activity here. That's why we call you. Bad demons. So I began to teach. And I got to a point. I asked the man, the coordinator, can I sing? Can I sing? Because there was a torrent, a thunderbolt, seeking to break forth on my inside. And I had to take permission. Do they sing here? He said, my God, we sing here the songs of the Lord. I say, and we now discovered that the demonic problem was not from outside. The demons, the people carrying them were right there. Manana, hey, Amakena. When I was teaching, I got to a point. I said, you need to create your atmosphere. You need to create it. Can I sing? I say, oh my God. When I sang, we had enough deliverance to do. In fact, we started the deliverance. The man forgot, he gave me rules. He said, this real? I said, yes. These are demons. They are demons here. They are demons. rules. All the religious rules will break. Because it comes with a rhythm all by itself. You might find yourself nodding your head in a way that you have never known before. Because something is coming out. Something is breaking forth. The Bible says, quench not the spirit. When you have as much as drawn from the well and the living waters begin to spring forth, he said, don't quench it. It's against the rules. In the book of John, chapter 4, Jesus comes into a conversation with a woman. And mysteriously, they were by the well. And the master approaches her and says, I need something to drink from your well. And she says, how can you, being a Jew, ask a woman of Samaria water to drink? And Jesus smiled and said, if thou knowest the gift of God and him that speaketh unto you, you would have asked me and I would have given you waters that are alive. She never knew that it was Jesus that had something to give her. That she had nothing to give to Jesus. And the conversation was just an opportunity to connect to something. And there was a fountain Jesus was making her understand. That fountain was readily available. And he could tap into that fountain and give her a drink. And she said, all right, you don't have anything to draw with. Where will you get this water from? And he went further and said, he that drinketh of your well, he shall thirst again. But the water that I give, it shall be a well of water springing unto eternal life. I think the woman was taken out of balance. But in all of the discussion, the part of the discussion that attracts my attention is John chapter 4, from verse 23. Oh, namaste. In John chapter 4, verse 23. Alright. 20. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. That means in their discussion, they came to a point where they had to talk about worship. You must understand, primarily, the purpose of the discussion that Jesus was engaging with this woman was to bring her to a point where he could dig a well in her that had the capacity to spring onto eternal life. Whereas the woman had an apparatus with which to draw from the natural well in Sychar. Jesus, oh my God, had a fountain with which he could quench her thirst forever. Because Jesus saw that she had been with married five men, and the man she was with at this point in time was not her husband. That means men could not quench her taste. And she needed to drink of a particular well that will rediscover her center of spiritual gravity and settle her appetites and make her whole again. And Jesus was recommending to give her a living water that has capacity and propensity to quench all of her thirst. Somehow in their discussion, they passed through the corridors of worship. And the woman said, well, you speak so lofty things, your philosophy is great. But we have been taught to live by other philosophies. Our fathers said we should worship on this mountain. But you Jews say worship must be in Jerusalem. And I was wondering, how does the discussion of a well, or what link does the revelation of a well have to do with worship? What we are talking about here is a well. Because Jesus was constructing a well in the woman. The well that should have the capacity to spring onto eternal life. And there was a progression in the discussion which we have discussed before. I don't want to dabble into that now. So the issue of discussion is the issue of sinking a well. How does that issue relate with the subject of worship?
You know, the Bible says we work with joy, we'll draw water. That's where we are.
How does the subject of digging a well relate with worship? Our fathers said we should worship on this mountain. But you Jews say that worship should be done in Jerusalem. Now, if worship does not launch out from Jerusalem, is defiled. And Jesus laughed. And Jesus said that the time has come, the hour has come, and now is where the true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Now, I need to gather some tools, all right? Notice the scripture is what? With joy ye shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. You get it? Okay. Can we move now? Move with me to Numbers 21. What is the link? The well and worship.
Aya Salaba. When Israel journeyed out of Egypt to the land of promise, there were many ways in which God provided water for the people. Because the route of navigation was a route that was largely in the desert, God had to prepare water for them and had to provide refreshing for them. And there were many ways by which God did this. Several times He gave instructions to Moses, strike the rock. Some other times He tells Moses, speak to the rock. And some other times they just come to a place and they find 12 wells, 70 palm trees, and they reside there. And most often when they have wells to drink from, they temporarily terminate their journey until the voice of God comes again and say, tell them to go. When they find little shade and some water, they say, would the promised land be better than this? And they came to a place in Numbers chapter 21. This is the most dramatic way that God gave them water. In Numbers chapter 21. Hallelujah. From verse 15, the Bible says, and at the stream of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab, and from thence they went to Beer. That is the well thereof that the Lord spake unto Moses. It's as if God gave Moses some directions. This time I have a different strategy through which I will water your people. There is a location. There is a place where you will find a well. And Moses was a prophet. I want you to see the scenario. Those days when I was still doing missionary work with my mentor, and he was a prophet, we were going to preach somewhere. He was riding a bike, I was on the back, leading my machine. We were galloping, and suddenly we lost our way. Hey! And the prophet came out, and he went into the bush, spoke in tongues, and said, Lord, I'm a prophet. Instantly came and sat on the bike again. And he drove us to the place. I was afraid of him because this kind of a man cannot be lost. He was lost. We were lost in the jungle. And he met a man from heaven. Instantly, revelation came out with which he navigated his way. That was what happened to Moses. God gave him directives. Go like this. Go like that. Stand down. Check. There's a well somewhere. I never knew that the provisions of God sometimes are tied to specific locations.
Sometimes when you are praying and you say the prayer is long, you need to understand that there are places in Christ. Places. And that which you seek is in a place. You must locate it. You must get there. Sometimes. And as long as you pray and you have not gotten there, you have not yet reached that place you are going. And the table is already furnished. You must get there. There are times in your life where you need accurate prophetic senses to get to the place where God is waiting for you. And God will give you directions and descriptions of the place. He will tell you how to identify your arrival tool. That Moses had to be sensitive to God. If not, the lives of 3 million men were in his hands. And only one well that was in a secret place. We were never told who dug that well. But it was there in the midst and the belly of the desert. It was deep enough to reach the fountainhead. In the deep, deep soil. Somehow Moses found him. And God gave further instructions. When Moses found the well that God was leading him to, unfortunately, the well was dry. You will expect that after Moses had sojourned, navigated, and it may be that the direction of the well is not within the context of the road map to Canaan. This one is a need, it's an emergency that will have them abort mission to look for water. Now they have found the well. There's no water. But that was not a problem for God. Numbers 21. Are you still with me now? In verse 16, the Bible says, and from thence they went to Beer. That is the well whereof the Lord spake unto Moses. Then an instruction came. Gather the people together and I'll give them water. Which the well was dry. They had come to the well, but there was no water yet. And God began to give some instruction again. I know you have been traveling for 3 days to find water. I'm confused myself. No water is present. But God said, gather. Now, will you still, if you were there, and God gives an instruction. Now, say, there's a formula now. Gather together. Gather around the well. This time you won't send people to dig it. You know, when the well becomes dry, in Makodi, they send people to dig more. Maybe you strike the fountain head. He said, no digging today. Just gather around it and sing to it. Say, spring up. Oh, well. It was in this scripture I found the relationship between the well and worship. It is worship that makes the well to spring. Makes it spring. The Bible makes us understand that when Jesus comes, to the Spirit of God comes to take residence in your spirit, it is as if God is in it. The Spirit of God resides in the well on your inside. Alright? That's why it's possible sometimes. You know, Peter was in a boat with Jesus, and Peter cried out when the storm came up. He said, carest not thou that we perish? Because Jesus can be on your inside and there's a storm coming and Jesus is asleep. It's possible for the well to be dormant. It's not springing. It's just beyond reach. Can't touch it. But he says, sing. Spring up. And when you begin to sing, worship, the well begins to spring on the inside. Why is it so? Because when the Bible says withdraw, you withdraw water. You think that there's buga, with which? That there's buga, you. As you, you synchronize with heaven and begin to proclaim the songs of Zion, the well, there is an automatic lift. It begins to spring on your inside. And Moses said, we'll sing a spring song, a new song. For I hear in my spirit spring up. Oh, and they were making demands on the fountain head, and suddenly out of desert soil a turbulent stream began to break forth out of that place, and 3 million men were watered from the water that came out of a well that was dry initially but was provoked by a song. Somebody says, spring up. Says, spring up. Spring up. My God, I made a mistake. From that time, I reduced my rate of prophesying. Somebody died, and I came upon the scene and I began to pray. And I say, I hear my spirit. That woman will rise again. You know why I was bold to say that was that the woman was in Ogbadibo. And I was prophesying in Otukpo. And so when you finish prophesying, you take your bag and go. It was easy to proclaim it. And let it loose. She will rise again. The man said, amen. But we are going to the village together. Oh, man. Yenaka de Mastali Anama. Jenamananana. We are going. I said, no, I have work in school. She said, I think you said God sent you. If God sent you, then let's go. Because the guy that came from the village to announce that the woman dies, the guy said, the woman died. She died finished. Died finished. Jesus. And when the man began to describe how the woman died, the little faith I had died in the process. Man, Faboria. The little faith died. And I was quiet in the vehicle speaking in tongues. Man, Bella, Dodia, Bakaya, Basan. I was searching for a scripture with which to defend myself. He had not died. He's only sleeping. But we got to the village because the car didn't knock. We got there. Hallelujah. Have you ever been somewhere before and you just felt clothed? You just felt energized. It is joy that makes you that strong. It is the capacity, with that capacity that you draw from the world. And a song was flowing in my spirit, but I was too confused to pick it up. Meanwhile, if I picked that song up, it was a song of the spirit. Was the song that was being sung in heaven. If I picked that song up and flowed in that song, my city would have been energized. Joy would have flooded my city. And I would have begun to draw. But I didn't know. I was thinking of what to say. The car didn't knock, so we got there. And there were people in front of the house. I said, this woman didn't die. Why are they here now? People don't gather like this on an ordinary day. But there was attention. And we came out. The distance between where the car parked and the frontage was far for me. Because I meditated on every step. Hallelujah. Meditated. Then we came to the parlor, the sitting room. Women were just sitting on the ground. Wow. We moved to the next room. Some of the elders of the village, they were sitting on the ground. And they were speaking some chronic in Idoma. I could not understand them. We move again to the third room. And the woman that I said we leave again, when we entered the third room, she was sitting on the bed alive. Then I say, I'm missing something. Somebody's not telling me something now. Somebody is not talking. Somebody is not testifying. My God. Jesus. And then I got an interpreter. The old woman began to tell us what happened in the place she went to. That when she died, she went to a place and saw a big well. And a man came and said, enter that well. She said, no, this well is not a good well. And she was trying to escape. The man was threatening her for 3 hours. But that 3 hours in that place was 3 days. And after 3 hours, he overpowered the man and began to go through the way she came with. Meanwhile, when I was in Otukpo, I said, the woman will live again. By that, it was that time. We calculated it was that time she came back to life. Whoa! When they began to testify, I was clothed instantly. You know, the well had been seeking my attention. There was a song vibrating in my spirit, but my mind was working too much, so I could not pick it from that point. I could not draw. There are several times that God has answered your prayer, but you are still praying in tongues. You are in your mind, but you are not sensitive to the oppressions of God. That's why the psalmist says that Jehovah is my salvation. That means when God wants to minister salvation and deliverance to me, I feel it bubbling like a song. And if I get to pick that song, suddenly things began to spring out of the wells of salvation. I was clothed instantly. And that was when I began to sing the song that was vibrating on my inside. And while the woman was there, the elders were there. I prophesied again by the Spirit of God. I said, the Lord just spoke to me now that because she was shaking. She was alive, but she was shaking. I said, she will fall down and die again. I said, God spoke to me now that this woman will live more than 6 months. The elders came and said, we heard what you said in Otukpo. Even if she dies now, we'll believe you. I said, she won't die. Well, you know, when I was clothed, I became powerful. All the wells began to, revelation began to come. Revelation. When I came out of the room, I started a crusade outside in the parlor. Those people waiting outside. I said, God will do. Oh, my, the amen was great, man. And I saw miracles there. So that was how I started preaching in public meetings. Prior to that time, I was a Bible teacher. Stuck to the pulpit. If there was no roof over my head, I couldn't preach. But I went out and the wells sprang forth. For the first time, I ministered like an evangelist. And a village was turned over to Christ. So much so that a boy was healed and his father had taken some kegs of palm wine. He was drunk. He staggered to the altar to give his life. Smelling booze, but he said yes to Jesus. Mandebokala. Ah! Then I realized what the Bible meant when it said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Every time that joy is activated, I am strong. Weep not, my friend. I don't care to know what the devil is cooking upon you. But if you can lay hold on the joy of the Lord, many things will begin to spring forth. Many things will begin to break forth. Many things will begin to come out. So a man that is not acquainted with the ways of worship will not know how to draw. Please help me tell your neighbor, several things are deep-seated and locked up on your inside. You need to know how to draw. Because of the way we were trained in Bible school, I experienced a limitation for many years. And the limitation I experienced because when, for many years I operated as a teacher. And I thought I was a teacher, okay. And they told me in Bible school I was a teacher. And they told us what a teacher is. Don't try to go to the crusade, you'll be disgraced. Many things like that. And I carried that philosophy. Every time it was outdoor, I became afraid. But put a roof, put zinc, make a house, Oh my God, I love preaching where there's a roof. But when we go, ah.
But the wells came. And I now discover it's better to preach outside than inside. Because if you can connect, you can connect the well even though witchcraft covens are around you. You can connect the well even if darkness is there. You can connect the well in the graveyard and draw. Once you can draw, then you are strong. Hallelujah. Now let's connect now. Revelation 5. Revelation 5 quickly. Let me connect with where we stopped yesterday and proceed. Turn up, please. Let's change the level. Let's change the atmosphere. In Revelation chapter 5, I want you to look upon it from verse 6. Revelation 5, verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, every tongue, and people and nation. And thou hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000, 10,000, thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Now I want you to count with me. Alright, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? Power. Somebody say power. To receive what? Riches. Say riches. To receive what? Wisdom. To receive what? Strength. To receive what? Honor. To receive what? Glory. To receive what? These are the seven things we can access through worship. The wells. We don't have time tonight. We would have seen how we can receive blessing by drawing on the well. There's a well of blessing. There's a well of power. There's a well of wisdom. Now, wait. You realize several times you become most powerful when you draw. That's my secret. If you remove worship from the Bible, I'm powerless. I have no strength. Because if I can still sing a song, I will rise again. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. An honor. These were the angels singing. Are you still here with me today? Hallelujah. Sing with a loud voice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Can we open up some of these wells?
if you know how to navigate, you will find out that mortality itself is a light thing to bear. That every pressure that is brought to bear upon you cannot affect the condition of your inside environment. And if the devil cannot tamper with what goes on your inside, he cannot tamper with your destiny. Sometimes he can bring discouragement from the outside. He can bring trouble from the outside. Somebody close to you can die. Many sorrowful things can happen. But he cannot tamper with the well on the inside. The Bible says, "Lord is the Lamb that..." See, irrespective of your trouble, you can still say, "Worthy is the Lamb." The devil cannot control that. The power of darkness cannot control that. Satan cannot manipulate that. That's all for you. It's your well. It's your own possession. You can decide to draw. You can decide to take advantage. The Bible says, in heaven there was a song. Everyone began to bless the Lamb that was slain. And suddenly, the possibility to tap into of blessings became available, to tap into power. Don't remain on the ground. Spring up over. Manda Boria Makaya. Alright, let's see if we can open anyone. Can we open something here? Alright, before we open one, we'll just open one and pray. I want us to see, continue the reading, okay? Where were we now? Verse 12. Alright, watch it. Verse 13. "And every creature which was in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne and unto the Lamb forever." Did you get that scripture? You didn't get it. What that scripture is saying, that a time will come, and now is that time, where the same song that is going on in heaven will be going on earth. You don't get it. Come back. I need you to open your understanding quickly. Are you with me now? Verse 13 says, "And every creature which is in heaven..." It means it began in heaven, and earth tapped into it. And just as heaven could tap into blessing because of worship, earth too could. Now that means that the choir leader, and the choir is in heaven. And if you sing a song that heaven is not singing, the well will not spring. But in those wells are strength things, wisdom. Yalante morokoria bazaya. Eh, akata mandale morokoria masale. There's wisdom in the well. But the problem is that the well is deep. And there's no buga in the spiritual realm. You need to use the technique of the Spirit. With joy, he shall draw water out of the wells of salvation. Today, all the seven wells and the seven streams of glory will be open tonight, so that we can draw. Adonai. Okay, wait. Let's open one well. Let's open. Shelamaka yedabaku. What is the Lamb that was slain? So heaven and earth, and even creatures in the sea, will be singing one song. And there will be no difference between heaven and earth and the sea, because everything will be synchronized by the government of God. When we began that teaching, I can't go too far. So I'm just establishing now that the reason why there's worship on earth is because there's worship in heaven. The reason why there's war on earth is because there was war in heaven. There is also... No, let me stop for another time.
The seven wells will open tonight. For time's sake, I have to stop. I would have shown you how you can break. You know, some people believe. You still listen to cable. You watch cable. I hear what preachers preach today. Friends, we need to know God for ourselves, I tell you. Because deception has gone ahead. But Jesus said the time has come, and now is that time. Where true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Such are they that can tap into the wells of heaven, the wells of salvation, and they will lay hold on power. That we lay hold on blessing. That we lay hold on wisdom. If it is wisdom, then it's beyond the technology of your mind. And even if you crack your brain from today to tomorrow, you can't get it. But when the wells are stirred, it's laid upon your heart. Wisdom comes. Can we spend the next 5 minutes on our feet tonight? Because the fountain of the great deep must break. And the window of heaven must open. Something will shift in your life today. I am the night. Selane Madaya. Selane. Selane. When we went to my father's burial, I came and the wells were springing. My mom was dead in sorrow. And they said we should come to an inner room and pray. Wow. While we prayed, the streams began to flow. And the spirit of prophecy broke out. That woman that was full of sorrow, something hit the sorrow. I don't know if you have ever been in deep sorrow before. And suddenly it's just lifted. That river is powerful. The Bible says that it makes the city of God glad. We will connect with heaven tonight. Just lift up your voice and begin to give him glory. Bless him. And honor. And power. And glory. Be unto the Lamb that seated upon the throne. Say na 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 na. Oh, oh na 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 na. Say na 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 na. They sang in the prison. The foundations of the prison were rattled. Heaven broke down into the earth. They received power. Oh, na na na. Praise. The peace of the sea, the peace of the air shall proclaim your majesty. For thou art ready to unseal the book, to look thereon upon it. Nothing can be hid in your place, for your eyes pierce through every darkness. Na na
Come on.